with our program and just the different subjects and everything.
I listen to it every once in a while, like every time. I turn around and I forget about it, and I'm like, get home, and then I'm just, you know, just trying to relax. And I've been listening to it lately, so. But being on air sometimes helps me, you know. It helps me to, you know, just sometimes just to talk to somebody else, you know, it's something different. Instead of not talking to anybody, you know, it kind of helps me break out of my shell, because then I know that it's just not me thinking to myself anymore. You know, I start to see things on a positive side most of the time, and I was like, you know, because for the longest time I was thinking negative thoughts and negative things, and then, you know, like I listen to the station every once in a while, and just like, you know, it could be always.
It was what?
So like, things could be always worse, you know.
Oh.
You know, I just think I'm outside, and you just feel much better about it instead of thinking negatively all the time. So that's how I used to be, and now I'm just like, it's not helping. It doesn't do me any good. It actually makes things worse when you think that way, and I just like, you know, it could always be worse, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, yeah, so.
Well.
Oh, go ahead.
What's that?
I said, go ahead.
Oh. Yeah.
We're all so polite.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's.
It happens when you're Canadian.
Yeah, I know, eh?
We're living the stereotype.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Good night.
Yeah. It's great to hear about, you know, the positivity, because, you know, that's kind of what we really try to push here and just bring our positive energy to everyone, including the music. Like, I really loved the music that you picked, you know, Twisted Sister and you know, the 12 Days of Christmas. It just like brought a lot of smiles. I know there's a lot of happy people out there, and it's just a wonderful thing that we're able to, you know, share what's on our hearts and minds. I know you do your best to always cheer myself up and the rest of the brothers. You're always finding like funny things to like enlighten us and lighten our moods, get us in the laughing spirit, and it's very cheerful. So I know one of the things that helps me to stay on the positive path is just keeping my communication up with yourself. So you know, I wanted to just show my gratitude to yourself and, you know, the rest of the family down there with all your positive energy and all the different things that you guys do in our lives, the things that you share with us. You know, you bring me a lot of laughter and happiness. And then in turn, I'm able to, like, share it with other people and keep that positive energy. So, you know, your positive energy that you're tuning into and getting into is affecting me. So it's just a blessing and an honor to have you in my life and continuing to share all the funny stories and things that you share with me and the rest of the brothers. It's just a great thing. So we'd like to encourage you to continue and keep it up. And we'll be trying to get you on more often.
Thank you, too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And thank you so much for sharing. You know, this kind of stuff can get to people and freeze people and make them not share the deepest parts of their lives. But you're open and brave and courageous. So we thank you for, you know, just joining us and sharing some of your time. We know you're probably pretty busy there at work and stuff, but just a lot of gratitude for you. So I guess we're going to have to say bye for now, and we just thank you for joining us, and we're already looking forward to hearing from you again and some of your music.
All right, that sounds awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Happy holidays to you, and have a great Have a great rest of your day and weekend.
All right, you guys too.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of love to you. Bye for now.
All right, bye.
Bye for now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Nbubiishkin from L.A., California, also known to Sensei Lily as Uncle Whiskey. So we're going to continue on with our program here. We're going to get to Shkwait Shechlech coming up next, and we're going to play his song of the week, which is from Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
When the truth is found.
Oh, I love this song.
To be.
We're back. That was Jefferson Airplane and their song "Somebody to Love." That was the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. And for people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, and a survivor of the big floods and the big fires of a few years ago. So, you know, he's came through a lot of trauma and tragedy, but he's striving, he's motoring along and inspiring us all. He's one of my big heroes, and
keeping it real.
Yeah, he has a great spirit. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
Oh, I'm doing as well as I can. Breathing.
Yeah, that's great. We really enjoyed your song, the pick of the week, "Somebody to Love." Man, what a classic! Had Celia dancing around here
with my reindeer antlers.
Yes, for sure. And so we have a subject today, and it's on best achievements of the year. And we'd love to hear yours if you have any, or what has inspired you.
Best achievement of my year is just keeping positive about my recovery and everything. It'd be really easy to slip into negative thoughts. Because all the meds they have me on keep me in a weakened state all the time, so, you know, I wish I was almost Superman again. That's all I figure is being positive. We gotta be positive. That's what I hope that's what keeps me plugging along till I'm fully recovered.
It's a great subject to grasp onto, and it's a big part of our program here, because it's like going on an odyssey of positivity. And we do our best to like bring some inspiring music and subjects, and just bring people along on a journey of positivity, human growth, and empowerment for human rights and justice. And your ability to always stick to the positive aspects of life and share things that helped you survive all those ailments and tragedies that you came through, it really adds to the program, and inspires myself and many other people out there that we're all like struggling in this world. We can say all we want that we're having a great good old time,
put on our happy masks,
but in reality, we do have these struggles, and which is why we all love to hear about positivity and this great energies. And so when you're sharing the beautiful music that you find and pick, and always listening to, that provides that energy for you, and then you share it with us, and it just continues. And so it's like a circle. We get to go off each other's energy, share it with each other, re-energize each other, and get us ready for the next week. And we really enjoy having you on the program. Your wisdom, your words of experience that help us to stay on the path of positivity.
While also remaining real, right? Because it's not that surface thing. And that's what I love, is that you talk about, your real things that are going on that are hard, but at the same time that you are consciously choosing as best as possible within really difficult circumstances. So I know that I benefit from it too, just because it's inspiring, as your brother was saying.
Mm.
Yeah. We all need to keep a positive attitude, otherwise, you know, we'll sink into our misery.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Well, we really thank you for, you know, all the information you give us, and the positive energy, and the
what you share, yeah.
Yeah, the words to just come on, and the courage that you have to always continuously come to the program and share your time with us and your energy. We know that it's got to be tough, you know, because you're still in recovery, and we know that it's on chemo and all those kind of hard drugs, really, that it drains you, and yet you're still able to come on and share. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah. It keeps me breathing.
Mm.
Want to hopefully help others.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, so I guess we're going to have to let you go for now. Keep up the good spirits and positive energy. We're looking forward already for the your next songs and words of wisdom for the next week. And so have a great week and weekend also.
Okay, yeah. Thank you guys for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. I send it all back to you there at the station and the listeners here and abroad.
Mm.
Send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you so much. So, bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkna, BC, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Canada, we need to talk. Canadians want a healthy climate, but things keep getting worse. Horrendous wildfires, extreme heat, too much rain, or extended drought. You don't have to face this alone. With Citizens Climate Lobby Canada, you can do a lot. Working together, we can create lasting climate solutions. Visit citizensclimatelobby.ca and step into your power with Citizens Climate Lobby Canada.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to be having a song that was brought to my attention by our president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia, here. And it's a song from The Scratch, and it's known as San Chai, I believe. And it's a very wonderful song. I really enjoyed it. So we're going to play this song, and we'll be right back with her words. So enjoy, everyone.
Telltales in the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. And there's telltales on the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales in the crack in the wall, a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. And there's telltales on the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki. Telltales upon the crack in the wall, the man is a shanaki.
What are you doing, man?
What? You said I'd be on the album, man.
What?
You said I'd be on the album.
Get out of here, will you? What?
For fuck's sake.
That was The Scratch and their son, Sean Chai. And man, I loved it. Man, what a great sound. Nice drumming on there. The beat was amazing.
You get a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah.
It all pulls together.
Yeah, it's great to find some really great talent out there in the world, and the special music that's, you know, all around us, really. Reminded me of, I remember I waited in line for the first iPhone that came out, and because I always thought myself as somebody that really loves music, and it's a big part of my life. I almost always have to have it on and going. And so I was in the line, and I'm standing with this guy, and I asked him, because I wanted a big memory for my phone for all my music, which was about over 2,000 songs, which I thought was huge and big. So I asked him, like...
There's always someone with more.
I asked him, like, so how much music do you got? And he goes, 7 million. I'm like, what?
You wilted
I said, that's all the music in the whole world.
That's funny.
So, yeah, and it kind of opened my mind up to, like, looking and searching for other music all over the world.
Yeah.
And so it helped me, like, once we started doing this radio program, finding all the different music from, you know, across Canada, states, and wherever, local stuff. And then also expanding out into the other parts of, like, Europe, China, all the other places that have beautiful music everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, we'll get back to the subject, which is the best achievement of the year for yourself.
Wow. Yeah, I think on a personal level, like, I think it was interesting because I was looking for one specific thing. Because of the way the question was, right? I think what it is when I look back on the year, there's certain new layers around courage that is happening, that has happened this year. And it's been very intentional because, you know, I've sometimes skirted away from things that that I feel scared about or worried about. So that can be tough conversations. And when I say tough, I don't mean people yelling at each other, but I mean just... honestly coming into a conversation that you know is going to be truthful and hard, that type of thing. And with the Minicata board, you know, just knowing that a bunch of people around a table are going to have different ideas and opinions, and sometimes the passions, you know, sometimes passions rise. And so feeling beyond sort of intellectually knowing that it's okay, we can kind of all, you know, have our ideas and opinions and we can come together again and settle in. It was more of a body experience around courage where I kind of went, okay, like a knowing, a body knowing that, oh, you know what, it's okay. No matter what, it's all okay. And that we can always move forward. And so I would say that, but the one thing that I'm really proud of, it's not a new accomplishment, so I'm going to do a little plug here. Until the year end, and you know this too, being on the board, Minicata, if you go to minicata.ca, if you want to make a donation to Minicata Park Association, like on there, that donation gets doubled. So any work that we do, we can access funds in order to be able to buy equipment or trees or different things when we work in concert with Metro Van with different things. So, but I think my biggest accomplishment is feeling more brave in certain areas where I've been like hiding from.
Mm.
So I would say that is, and it's happened in friendships, it's happened in personal family things, and it's happened with the board. And so I'm going, oh, I'm becoming a little braver than in certain areas. And, you know, it's an ongoing thing, right? You're not either courageous or not courageous or, you know, that type of thing. So I feel like I'm developing a little bit more courage there.
Well, thank you so much for, you know, sharing some of your reflections and some of the growth that you've gone through. And,
yeah. Thank you.
It's always special to get somebody else's perspective of, you know, other things that have gone on and through their life experience, such as yourself. And, we also want to give some appreciation out to Magnus and Jesse and Conovar and some of the other volunteers, Robin,
The staff.
Jewel.
The staff and volunteers.
Chris, all these people that help the show continue, help all the programmers up here. They're all volunteers and, you know, they spend time and energy to make positive energy. And it helps me when I tune into some of their programs. There's a new show that's just before ours called The Sprouts, and just always entertaining and inspiring, you know, these
that young, youthful energy.
Yeah, they're just high schoolers and just always a cool thing to listen into. And there's also a few other programs that I tune into, and I encourage everyone, like this program is special, and there's a lot of special ones on CJSF 90.1 FM. And I know people are wondering, like, when's Lady Fahima coming back on? She'll be ready. She's getting some new talent coming in, and it'll be a surprise when it gets here.
Wow.
So
surprises for the new year.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to let everybody go. And coming up next is Jacob on the Art Show, and we're going to have to say bye for now.
Good luck with your finals, everyone.
Yes, and we're going to let some more albino rattlesnake go while we're waiting. Bye for now, everybody. Come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
And thank you,
oh,
President Celia.